We have a very special guest here. You know, I had mentioned we have some bicycle helmets that we are giving away, and we're going to tell you why. Heads in Helmets is the name of a particular organization and charity that Mr. Howard Spiva has put together. He's also known as the Kids Lawyer. Howard, are you there?
Yes. Thanks for having
Hello,
me.
Hello, sir. Hello. Good to talk to you while we're sitting here at our live broadcast at Jimmy's Grill. Tell me about Heads in Helmets across Delaware. Why are you such an advocate for people wearing helmets?
Well, in 1999, I've been practicing law for 15 years. I'm walking through my office with my assistant, who's my sister, and my office manager, my wife. And we noticed a lot of our client pictures were children. So we put them all together, and we just kind of had a profound moment when we realized that every one of those injuries were preventable. So the next day, we went out, bought helmets, started giving them away. We teamed up with doctors and pediatricians. And since then, we've grown into a full charity. We have a board, hundreds of volunteers. We're in parades and events. And basically what we do is we educate parents and we let kids see that helmets are cool. Little kids, we show them, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and those type. And the older kids, we show them Iron Man and Batman. And then, you know, we show combat soldiers and police officers and firemen and real heroes wear them. And basically kids wear helmets in every dangerous activity. And we just thought that there's some kids that can't afford them, and we want to get the information out there. Two quick facts. The Center for Disease Control and the Pediatric Association shared two things with us. One is when bicycle helmets were mandated in 22 states, traumatic brain injuries were eliminated 75% and fatalities were eliminated 85%. And as we grew, we learned that the number one cause of traumatic brain injuries in children under five is in car wrecks. So we provide helmets, we make them cool, we paint them, we put stickers on them, we let kids see their heroes wearing them, so that when you're putting a kid in a dangerous activity, you say, hey, you want to be a karate girl, you want to be a bull rider, you want to be a race car driver. And so we make helmets cool, and we buy them and give them away by the tens of thousands.
Unbelievable. We have some here. If people want a bike, we already had a father come in and request a helmet. He has two children and one helmet, and so we've given him the second helmet. Thanks to you, sir. So we've done that. Now, Delaware has a helmet law for people 17 and under, but I take note that not everyone seems to follow that. I think it is a coolness factor, as you say. Is it still a stigma?
40% of the people in the required states wear helmets, but 96% of the people that are killed in bike collisions, you know, are not wearing helmets. You know, this is the way I look at it. You know, some people think it's ridiculous to suggest what I'm suggesting, but, you know, baseball, football, skateboarding, karate, skiing, kids wear helmets in almost every dangerous activity, and it's proven that it eliminates 75% of injuries and 85% of fatalities. We promote them wearing them in car seats because race car drivers wear them. We just want kids to be in the habit of wearing helmets. I mean, it's proven, there's no question about it, any trauma that a child's, they're so susceptible to injury. So we want every child to be able to have a helmet. We have physicians giving them out. We have police officers. You know, we just want to put, you know, protect each kid one helmet at a time.
I have a little story. You might like this as an attorney. I don't know. When Delaware first passed the helmet law for minors, my son, oldest son, is now in his 20s, was a young kid who rode his bicycle to school. And I distinctly remember going, at the time, well, I grew up without helmets. So I don't need a helmet. But we got him a helmet because we didn't want to get him in, you know, he didn't want him to be in trouble, and we wanted to comply with the law. But then we found out that of the maybe 15 kids, 10 kids that were riding their bicycle to school, he was the only one wearing a helmet. He felt out of place. And so I said to the school at the time, hey, you want to tell the kids what the law is. And, you know, it is a law now. You should probably tell the kids riding on your property to follow the law. But they scoffed. And hopefully that's changed now. But I think a lot of adults don't realize it is a law in Delaware and they should do it.
Well, adults should be wearing helmets. I mean, y'all just had a fellow there, you know, Tom Draper from WBOC was killed by a hit by a truck while riding a bicycle. You know, everybody that takes a dangerous activity should protect themselves. But what we do is, You know, you just described that the law, more government in our life, mandating it, that doesn't change people's behavior. What we do is we hold festivals and events, and we show kids that helmets really are cool because their heroes are wearing them, combat soldiers, police, you know, everybody that they admire. And so what we do is we show them that helmets are cool. We put stickers on them. We paint them. Yep. And the kid be the character that they want. Parents tell me the kids go home, won't take the helmet off. They wear it in the shower. So
how do people?
Anybody wants to check it out, it's absolutely free. It's headsandhelmet.com. People always say, you specialize in brain injuries, but you're out there preventing brain injuries. You know, I would be fine if I never got another brain injury case because we eliminated them.
Yeah, no kidding. Thank you so much. Look up Heads and Helmets. Howard Spiva, thank you very much for being here, my friend.
My pleasure. I'm honored. Have a great day.
Right. Yes, you have a great day, too. And he is right. Adults should probably also think they're cool. You know, I noticed that people who are really avid bicyclists, they wear the helmet. It's kind of cool in that culture. It's the casual rider that may not think they should wear a helmet. And so everyone ought to just do it. And you'd be a good example for the kids, too, by wearing a helmet as well, if you're an adult. And, all right, I like the idea. Helmets are cool. We have several approved bicycle safety helmets right here at Jimmy's Grill. Some parents have already come in to get them, and I have a few more. Stop by. We're on Route 1 Rehoboth. No obligation. We're here at the breakfast table back in the bar area. Just walk up. Say, hey, you got any more helmets? I'll give you one if you promise you're going to put it on a child's head or your own. Okay? That's the whole point of it. Thank you, Mr. Spiva. We're happy to give them away here at Jimmy's Grill, live on location at Delaware 1059. Coming.